Thank you for calling customer service. This is Char. How may I help you?
Oh, what's your name? Shara?
Char.
Oh, Char. What a pretty. Thank you, Char.
Oh, thank you.
Char. My name is Xanta. The one I spoke yesterday to somebody. It wasn't you, definitely. And the problem is that I bought this aloe vera, whatever it's called, that product, you know, for the hair, for the face. And the way it was advertised, I had no idea till I got my statement how expensive it was, okay? Because when I saw it yesterday, it was $7 shipment, and you could try it for free for 2 weeks. But I did not realize all that, okay? I'm 82 years old, so my brains are not as fast as they used to be. And so now, when I called them, the second, I didn't know also that aloe vera, the cream for the face was a different number and a different name from the one of the eye cream. I mean, they were sent in the same package, so why there are two different companies there, I don't understand. It doesn't matter. However, yesterday, because they said they couldn't return it because I passed the time, they did give me back 40% off on one product, but she told me she was going to give me that on both products, which didn't happen. So I called you because you were the second one that I didn't get the 40% back again.
Okay, can I get your zip code, please?
Sure, it's 91320.
91320. And your first and last name, please.
My first name is Xanta. It's Xanta. My last name is Dawan, D as in David, Hawan.
Okay, yes, I do see right here. But just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 3772 Calle Posadas, New California, 91320.
Okay, so yeah, I do see you have our skin cream with our eye serum. So let me see.
Why is this cream so expensive? I keep buying all kinds of products. I've never seen a cream for $92. $92.90 and $91.89. Never.
Well, we do can get up to 75% off, where each product will actually be about $21,
$23. Good. So how come I didn't get that?
Because she never offered that to you?
No. Well, when it was offered on the email, it said, pay only for the shipping $7, and then never give the price of the cream. Had I known the cream was so expensive, I would say no. I live on Social Security. $90 is 1 week of groceries, if not more. It's too much money. I mean, I know some people can afford it when I was working, maybe, but not today.
All right, so it's showing me they refunded you on both charges.
Excuse me?
It showed me they refunded you both of them. They refunded you $55.74 and $55.14.
Oh, they did?
Yes, ma'am.
$55.74 and $55.14. Okay, because I got an email where they said that they refunded, they gave me a credit for $37. Okay? But they never showed on the other product, this one that I'm calling now, any refund, but they did it.
Yes, ma'am. So it could, because normally, because it is computer generated, so it could have took a little time for you to receive that second email, and it does take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive a refund.
Well, it doesn't matter because I still have to pay my credit card now. So, but you know what? I wish I would have known you had a 70% off. Where does that ever come?
They were supposed to offer it to you when you called in yesterday.
They didn't. They didn't. I had no idea. No idea. No idea. You know what? The only thing I'm telling you is that for me it doesn't matter because I'm not really a customer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But for your other customers, it's very important to know, I think, what this price today. People look at the price today. Okay, if there is a sale, they're very much interested to take advantage or opportunity of it. How come this is not presented clearly and upfront?
Well, it does show that it's a 14-day trial, but if you would have clicked on the terms and conditions, it would have showed you the price of the product.
You know what? Like I said again, when I was 50, 60, 70, fine. I'm 82 today. I don't look at the emails the way I used to.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, I was last Tuesday. Yeah.
My birthday is Saturday.
Oh, God bless you. And tomorrow is my daughter's birthday.
Oh, Saturday, Gemini January. Season. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Taurus. I was end of Taurus. So anyway, you know what? If you can still help me further than that, I would appreciate. If you cannot, you are so kind that you make me feel better about the company. I was feeling very bad yesterday.
Oh, no.
The person that was on the phone, she was totally uncaring, didn't care what I said, didn't help, didn't offer anything. I don't know her name, so there's nothing we can go on and give it to her. I don't want to hurt somebody. But she was very, very, just didn't give a damn, excuse my expression.
No, I understand. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. But thank you, Shari. You've been kind. So that's the most you can do for me right now.
Yes, ma'am. Because that was already put through. So since that was already done by her, I can't touch the account and refund anymore.
Okay. Well, at least you explained something. We had a pleasant conversation. Mm-hmm. And I want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, you make me feel better. So that's very important. That's
yes,
more
ma'am.
Than money. Believe me. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service, and I hope you can enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.